Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Danny. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Starting a couple minutes late, I apologize about that. At 4 o'clock, I'm going to have a couple special guests with me. They are members of a band called Odysseys. They will be here to talk about their newest singles as well as the show that they're playing in Cambridge tomorrow. But until 4 o'clock, I'm just going to play some tunes for you, so be sure to... if you're not going to stay and listen, be sure to come back at 4 to listen to my friends in Odysseys. But now, on to the music.
I'll be fine, bear it every day. The sun don't shine. Nobody ever. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. I'm back. Just played some songs for you. I got a quick PSA to give you guys before I play another song, and then a couple of members of the band Odysseys is coming on the show, and I'm going to play a couple of their singles. We're going to talk about them and about a show that they have upcoming in Cambridge. But here is a holiday-themed PSA that I know is a couple days late, but the important message behind it is a timeless message. So for that reason, I'm going to read it. It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public message service from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform loving listeners back in the new year. See what I mean? You know, Christmas may have passed and Kwanzaa may have passed. I'm not sure about Hanukkah if that's still ongoing or not, but still an important message that we should follow year-round. So I'm going to play another song for you guys, and then looks like members of Odysseys are here, so I'm going to go let them in the building for now. Enjoy this song by a band I like called Simply. Hello, everybody. This is Danny. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I've got some guests with me now from the band Odysseys. Welcome. Please introduce yourselves.
Hey, I'm Trion. I play in Odysseys.
Awesome.
I'm Paul. I also play in Odysseys.
Excellent.
And I'm David, and I would also play in Odysseys.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you guys all play in Odysseys. That's why you're here, right?
Yeah, man.
Well, welcome. Thanks for coming on my show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Danny.
Anytime. So, you guys are from around here, is that right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. from Boston, dude.
Excellent. Tell me a little bit about how you guys came to become Odysseys.
Yeah, man. So, it originally started as like a solo project, like, you know, like all good basement Boston music does. but then, yeah, I met Paul in college, and then a friend of mine, Lisa, who's like a booker out here, introduced me to David. David worked in a studio in downtown Boston over in like the Seaport, and put me in contact with both of them. And ever since then, we've just been kind of like playing together and growing, I guess.
That's awesome. What school did you guys go to?
We went to Pepperdine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, out on the East Coast. It figures we like... I know, but I'm saying like we're back out on the East Coast because like we had, you know... been going to like so many of the same like little venues and stuff when we were growing up, but we never kind of crossed paths. And then it figures we walk in
To
the radio station, and you know, we both met in there and
learned we were both from Mass and like music.
That's really cool. Yeah. So I was reading up on you guys. It looks like this has been a big year for you guys. You released a lot of music.
Yeah, man.
Talk to me about that.
So 2019 was definitely probably like one of the bigger years for Odd. Like we first put out our first EP in like 2016 and just like a couple singles since then. But we put out our first full length in April and just have been spending the year like kind of touring and like putting videos together and stuff. And then just last week we put out two new singles, Goon and Testimony. And so, yeah. Tomorrow we're even going to be playing in the Lily Pad, too.
Excellent. Yeah, yeah. I like the Lily Pad.
Yeah,
I've had some friends' bands play there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a good little venue.
Yeah it's perfect. It's, like, just the right size. Like, the people there are, like, so helpful. And, like, you know, they're, like, grabbing tables. Like, oh, do you need a setup over here, over there? Instead, you know.
Saw Molly Birch play there, too.
Mm. Oh, really?
She's a bigger name, and she played at the Lily Pad. And I was like, hell yeah.
It's a cool place, you know? It's a nice place to be. So how long have you guys been on tour? Like, are you on, you're on tour currently? When did it start?
No, so we just finished. We started touring like in April, and end of April, and started in LA and then came back to the East Coast and then played some shows all throughout. Like went from Boston, New York, Rhode Island, Chicago, and then all the way up to like Montreal, and then like kept going back to California.
Wow, it's really cool.
Just like back and forth the whole time since then.
Now, you guys don't have to say Boston, but where would you say has been your favorite place to play so far? I won't be offended if you don't say Boston.
Montreal.
Okay.
I mean, like, for me at least. Like,
I think Montreal was really cool. It was just the culmination of all this energy that we had grabbed. And little by little, every show, you start sounding tighter and you start sounding better and you start enjoying a bit better all the dynamic that goes within the music. By the time we made it to Montreal, everything was... It felt like one.
Yeah.
It felt like one.
Plus all the bands that kind of shared like a similar energy too. Like, or even just like upon arriving, like we started, you know, shaking hands with the guys. We played with like Effie Hex and this other sick band. So it's this, yeah, the same dude is like, he basically like...
runs the scene out there.
Yeah, he plays in a bunch of different bands, but he was playing with, Bloodskin Atopic. And, but like, I don't know, just in terms of like, you know, they say you walk in a room and you either like match, you know, someone else's energy or not. It's like, of all the bands that we've played with, those guys were just like... you know, they seemed all for...